6.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Astronomy Tower Hour. Please welcome your hosts, Lane, Jen, and Bridget.
Hi, everybody.
Hola.
Did you guys all like that intro? Kind of blew my ears out there, but...
Oh, I love how we have pirates for a Harry Potter thing.
I know. I was too lazy to change it. I was going to, but...
That's awesome. I love it.
So how's everybody feeling tonight?
I am good.
Oh, are you serious? Just... I'm on a low battery.
All right.
Oh. And I'm going to be cutting out pretty soon.
Okay.
Oh.
Let me see.
I'm going to see if I can borrow someone's phone.
Okay. Well,
very
if we have Jennifer, we'll just catch up with
what? Her. Just plug your phone into a charger. Is she there with you, Lane?
I don't have a charger.
She's in the car.
I'm at a party right now.
Isn't that nice? See, she takes time out of her daily life to contribute to our show. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I stopped watching Ghost Rider. And I
Bridget, you have dedication.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
You stopped watching hot, sexy Nicolas Cage. Shirtless. For us.
My family just looked at me here. No! Because I looked at my phone and I'm like, I gotta go in the other room.
Oh, not anybody important.
Okay, so today's
someone want me to
Father's Day.
Oh, their phone. I'm
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yeah.
I need it for
the
podcast.
I know some,
You are
I know
so
some
awesome.
Fathers that are going to be celebrating at Father's Day and probably having a very good time right now, so that ought to be fun. I just muted Jennifer because she was talking. So hopefully.
Oh, she's doing a party for her dad? What?
Oh, no. Just, I think it's a church party that she's at. But,
fun.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Quietness on the set.
So, how was your Father's Day, Bridget? Are you having a good day?
Yeah, I slept till like 3-4 in the afternoon.
Really?
I didn't get to bed till like 7 or 8 in the morning though.
Holy cow.
Yeah. That's just been my little thing I've been doing the last few weeks since school's been out.
Wow.
Got
Hi, Jennifer,
my dad.
Are you still there?
Jennifer?
Hello?
Are you still there?
Oh, hey, can I get the number?
Yeah, we'll give out the number and to anybody listening right now if they want to call in. The number is 718-508-9753. We're going to be talking about Harry Potter today, the theme park, the fifth movie, and book 7 just around the corner. So if anybody wants to call in and give their opinions, we would love to hear it because we're all about Harry Potter today.
It says I have a host pin. I'm not supposed to have a host pin.
What?
Okay, give me the number again.
Okay. All right. The number again is 718-508-9753.
Oh, and the person who let me borrow their phone is Hillary Bradshaw. She's awesome.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah. Shout out to Hillary Bradshaw. Thank you for lending Jennifer the phone.
10 points for you.
Appreciate it. So Harry Potter's coming up. Wow.
I know.
And we already have a listener calling.
We do?
Yes, we do. Probably Jennifer.
Or Matt or Domino.
Hello?
Hello, ATH.
Hi.
This is Jennifer.
Hey.
We're talking to Jennifer.
That's funny. I'm like, we have a new listener, and it's probably Jennifer. That's a little suspicious.
Dun, dun, dun.
But yeah, so we want to just jump right into some Harry Potter talk?
Definitely.
Okay.
Always.
Book 7 is coming up. Less than a month now we have.
Yay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I know. I cannot believe it.
I can't. It's just like next month, July 21st. That boggles my mind.
Yeah, a week after I turn 18.
Yeah. So Bridget's going to be celebrating her birthday and Harry Potter.
Yay! That's
so exciting. The same month. You're lucky, Bridget.
The book and the movie. Wait, right? The movie's coming out next month, isn't it?
Yep. Movie comes out July 11th, actually.
Woo!
Movie and the book. See, it's just the perfect month.
It is. It's going to be mass Harry Potter hysteria.
Yes. Yep. Definitely. That's exciting.
So you guys excited for the seventh book?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. That is because it's the last book.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. End in like a bloodbath or...
You just like fighting, Lane. You
know,
just like
I'm
fighting
just
in movies and books.
That's funny.
That's probably why you love 300 so much, besides the hotness of the guys.
Oh, yeah. Running around half naked, you know, it's all good.
I love that movie. But back to Harry Potter before the 300 talk yet again. Yeah.
All right, so what are our plans for book 7?
Borders, midnight party.
Yep.
Bash.
Oh, yeah.
We're there. Just enough.
Yep.
Wielding my wand of awesomeness around.
Dude, are we going to dress up? Lane, we are definitely going to dress up, aren't we?
Well, heck yeah. I have to put my Hufflepuff robes to good use.
Yep.
I got to go buy a Harry Potter shirt. I got a wristband.
Heck yeah. Your little Hogwarts wristband.
Yeah.
You can be like, I'm contributing. I have pride.
Woo, pride.
Then I should go get my little shirt somewhere. Somehow.
Yeah,
but
I bet Hot Topic's going to be having, like, a madhouse with Harry Potter.
Oh, I'm sure. Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. Wait.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking, I'm like, it's been a long time since I've been into Hot Topic, but do they still sell Harry Potter stuff?
Yeah.
Like, last time I was there, they didn't have a whole lot of it there.
Well, just because right now it's not very big. Pirates is big. Transformers is big right now, too, so... They're going
to,
you know, milk that for all it's worth and then go to Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know what, though? I was listening to MuggleCast the other day, and they were, or was it? No, I think it was actually PotterCast I was listening to, and they were talking about the trio. And then they had the cover for the deluxe edition came out, and it's the trio riding on this dragon. And
wait,
the guy that
what?
Was... It's the trio. They're riding on
for
the
what?
Giant for the deluxe edition of the seventh book.
Oh, really?
This
yeah.
Deluxe.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool looking, and the guy who was describing it said it's very dramatic, and there's a sunset, and they're flying over this village, and everybody was kind of wondering, is this like the end, you know, or is this
that's
them
so.
Going
no,
to meet Voldemort?
I don't know. Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I would just be like, but see, that kind of changed my views when they brought up that. It kind of changed my views because I'm like, okay, does the trio live now, or do they...
I bet someone dies.
Sorry. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's not the very ending. It's probably... did they say anything about them being cut up or bruised or
bloody or
something like
that? Their robes are all torn up and... Well, Hermione, her robes, her cape's all, like, tattered and everything. So they do look like they've been through some rough stuff, but I mean, that could just be the Horcrux.
A side battle or something. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Horcrux or something. Because I don't, like I said, I think one of the trio is going to die, especially, you know, at the end battle.
I got kind of worried, though, because I have always been thinking Harry's going to die, but now I'm like, uh-oh. You know, I'm actually starting to waver on my opinion. Because I'm like, he just might live now. There might be hope for Harry after all, but...
Well, it's either him or Voldemort that's going to die.
Yeah. See, my dream ending would be Voldemort winning, but, like, that's ever going to happen. We support a book where evil triumphs. Yes.
Well, you never know. J.K. Rowling is one of those people who are just like, you know, I love Harry, but, you know, I got to end it. So,
yeah.
I mean, that would be a good ending for the book. It's just Harry dying. I mean,
yeah, but you know how many people feel? It's, I bet there would be a lot of chaos because of it, like through the fans.
Well, you know, she has to end it. You know, this is going to be the last book. He ends up, you know, sacrificing himself so that everybody could live. You know, kind of thing.
That'd probably be one of those.
Yeah, I'd actually
I could
really
see
like that.
And I, you know, I wouldn't be mad at all if that's how it ended.
Yeah, because I think I've come to terms, I would accept an ending where both Voldemort and Harry died.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I don't
yeah.
want it to be where Harry lives. I just, there's something in me that just goes, okay, so he goes on this journey, And then he beats him, and then he lives. And I'm like, wait a minute. He'd be, like, so messed up, though, don't you think?
Yeah.
So traumatized and everything. Because Voldemort has been a part of him, and when you kill that off, I just think that that would be, I don't know.
He wouldn't know what to do with himself. You know, he was the boy that lived. His whole life is basically to kill, destroy this evil creature, this being that basically ruined his life, and then all of a sudden he has nowhere, no purpose in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he'd have a really hard time, like, picking himself up and just going, but...
Yeah.
So, do you guys think that Harry Potter can just walk off and kill Voldemort?
It'd probably take a lot of nerve.
See, what now, that's what I was going to ask you next. What do you think would drive him to that edge where he's like, all right, Voldemort, you're going down right now?
I say probably the death of one of his friends or someone closest to him.
Yeah.
See, because everybody else has been presenting maybe Ginny's in trouble.
See, I mean, a girlfriend's one thing, but I think, you know, the friends have been with him ever since, you know, he went to Hogwarts. They've been with each other forever, it seems. And if one of them is put in danger or even death, I think that he would go nutso.
I bet, well, this is my little theory, he would probably kill Ron. If someone were to die, it would probably be Ron. Because remember...
Yep, that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Like, because he now... Because Ron has been his friend for since the beginning, so it's...
Since the train ride.
Yeah. Yeah, but that would definitely tick me off.
Yeah.
If somebody... If I'd been my first friend I'd ever had and got killed, I'd be so tickled.
Remember the Goblet of Fire when he... Or during the Twizzler World tournament?
Yes.
The most important thing was taken into the lake, and his was Ron.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to save all three of them, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's just because he has a hero instinct thing going on with him.
Well, he wasn't sure what was going on. He didn't know if they were, you know, going to drown. They didn't, you know, he had no idea what was going on. So I would probably do the same thing if I had, you know, Hermione, you know, one of your other friends, and, you know, I'd do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to think. I have a feeling, though, that she's just going to, like, blow us away, you know? There's going to be something we totally...
You know JKR. She'll come up with things that nobody's thought up yet, and she's going to blow us away.
Mm. Although I am expecting Snape to take it. I'm expecting him to die.
I hope he does.
No,
I don't want Snape
to die.
I think he's the one that got killed off. I don't want him to die either, but I think now...
I want him to die.
See, I mean, he's my favorite, but I think he's going to die for Harry's purpose.
Yes, he's going to die for good. If he has to die, I guess I would rather have him die for good than anything. I don't want him to die, though.
What about Hagrid?
Oh,
like,
I hope he doesn't die.
Because everybody's thinking, you know, Hagrid's next, so what do you guys think?
I don't know. You know, I think Hagrid and Grop might, like, double team it. Just, like, go on, like, mad giant frenzy.
I was thinking, you know how they had Dumbledore, and, you know, they did end up bringing Dumbledore's brother in.
Mm-hmm.
Will they actually add him? Will he be a part of the seventh book now? Now that he has a little bit more, his name's been a little bit more throughout the book, I guess you could say. They brought
I think so, because at the end of the sixth book, he was at Dumbledore's funeral.
Oh,
actually, he was acting, you know, more civilized in a way, you know.
Yeah.
So I think, plus, you know, she wouldn't present a character, and then he's only there, you know, kind of, he lives in the woods, blah, 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 and he doesn't have anything to do for the cause.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but
he's
going to
have a half-giant brother for a reason. Probably to do some damage, but...
Yeah. So, okay, so obviously, with this new cover, there's going to be dragons in this book, right?
Yeah, from what it looks like Antipodean opal eye. It's some kind of dragon that is native to New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
So, does that... And it frequently migrates
to
Australia.
Well, that could have something to do with... What? Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Over here.
Oh, okay. That could have something to do with Ron's brother. Because doesn't he train the dragons? And another thing was,
Isn't he not in Hungary? And he works with the Hungarian Horntails?
Well, he Hungaria. Romania.
Romania, sorry. Hungaria. Leave me alone.
It's kind of an off day. Yeah, I definitely... Isn't that Charlie that works with dragons?
Yes, Charlie.
Yeah, because Bill's the one that got all beat up by
his
finger,
he's getting married in this book.
Yeah.
So, Fleur?
Fleur?
Okay, so, yeah, we're here. So the dragon being native to New Zealand, in that, does that mean that we're going to New Zealand and Australia? Or that just Charlie's going to hook him up and he's just going to have one on hand and say, hey, you know, a dragon's a lot faster than a hippogriff, so use it.
Well, I like when we were talking about, I don't remember which episode it was, but, you know, it's an all-out war like Narnia, where you have all these creatures, you know, you have your good and your bad creatures. So I don't know, maybe Charlie will just come and he finds Harry and Ron, and all of a sudden he has this, you know, huge squadron, I guess you could say, of all these dragons, and maybe one of the leaders is this Norwegian whatever.
Yeah, see, because when everybody first looked at it, they thought it was Norbert all grown up, and that Norbert was helping the cause, but... The way, because, you know, Norbert is a Hungarian horntail, and the way that this dragon looks, it looks like an Antipodean opali, so they're two different kind of species.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, so Norbert, that's probably not Norbert, but I don't know. However she works it in there, it's probably going to be awesome.
Yeah, they're
probably going to work him in there somehow.
Yeah, like a dragon, like, flying in and setting all the Death Eaters on fire.
Yes.
And they're running around with their little wizard hats on flames. That would be awesome.
Yay!
What do you think Voldemort's going to do to Draco, since he wasn't the one that killed Dumbledore?
Either he's going to get... I've heard different things, but I think he might get in trouble with Voldemort, as in Avada Kedavra.
No.
That's only if he allows...
Easy.
Yeah,
like,
well, if Snape allows Voldemort to get him.
Yeah, well, listen, Snape is protected under that curse, or under the vow that he made with Narcissa, you know, that Snape is going to, you know, protect Draco. So I don't think Snape is going to let him anywhere near Voldemort or the Death Eaters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I don't know.
Lane said the Avada Kedavra thing.
Avada Kedavra. Just the
I'm having trouble talking today. Leave me alone. Well, that would be too simple, because if you look at it, Voldemort seems like he enjoys torturing people.
I could see him going for his family, like Narcissa or even Lucius.
See, but Lucius is an Azkaban, so is Lucius going to break out?
I think he is. I think they're going to somehow revolt, and somehow, you remember how they're saying that the Dementors are part of Voldemort somehow.
Well, Death Eaters were cast out. They were saying in the last book, didn't they say that dragons was taking over? Like, they were going to have dragons in it instead?
What, Dragon Star Azkaban?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
No, I don't remember that either. Anyways, but the Dementors are the keepers, basically. They're watching over all the people. Maybe they turn bad, and they somehow, you know, let loose all of the Death Eaters.
Oh, I have no doubt. They probably will.
Something like that.
Because already they've shown support for Voldemort, so I have no doubt that they'll just... Let's see.
Maybe
I don't want the Malfoys to die. See, I'm like, if you're going to kill my Snape, keep my Lucius alive, you know?
Exactly.
Don't kill
Lucius, keep Narcissa alive.
I'm like, yeah, that or kill Lucius and keep Snape alive. That's the only way I will allow this book to remain, you know, in store. I will go burn every copy if you kill Snape and Lucius. I will be very
pissed. I'm all up for it. Yeah,
me and her are going to have a bash at this theme park. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all right, revenge is mine.
Yeah, that's funny. So we don't have any callers yet. Come on, you guys, any callers?
Where's Matt and Domino?
We would love to hear what you guys think.
Yeah, about this. Seven.
Come talk to us. We don't bite, hopefully.
Not very hard, anyways.
Jennifer's talking there. That's Jennifer. I'm pointing my little finger.
Hey, I'm going to smack that little finger in a minute. No.
Okay. But yeah, I'm just really excited for book 7. It's going to be awesome. Are you guys just going to read it that whole night? Just spend the whole night reading it?
Oh, or? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I won't put it down. I did it the last one. I couldn't put it down. I lost a lot of sleep over it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because of the Dumbledore thing.
Yes. Well, it's just,
if I put it down,
I would get mad. So I'd read it again.
Well, see, because I had the Dumbledore thing, it was spoiled for me. So I already knew it was coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was sitting there in my game room, and I was just reading it, and all of a sudden I'm like, no! I'm screaming, and I'm crying, and my dad walks in, and he's like, what in the world is going on? I'm like, Dumbledore just died! And I was getting so emotional. My dad's like, what in the world is going on? I'm like, leave me alone! He's like, it's a book. And I'm like, no, it's not just a book.
As soon as I read that part of him dying, I took the book and I threw it on the floor. I'm like, I'm not finishing it. And then, like, a couple days later, I was like, I should finish it.
Because I want to know how it ends.
Yeah, basically. After I was done yelling at it, even though it didn't make any sense because it's an inanimate object, so I just sat there yelling at it. That's just kind of funny. You would have been there.
Well, yeah, well, moving on from our Book 7 talk, unless any listeners call in and want to talk about it, we're just going to move on to the fifth movie coming out, just like a couple days before the seventh book.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Yeah, have you guys seen any of the new previews out? Not like no trailers or anything, but any of the new clips they've been showing?
To tell you the truth, I haven't. I haven't even been online. Sorry.
No, they have, I don't know if you guys, I might have shown you guys this clip, I don't remember, but they have a little sneak peek clip of Snape and Umbridge talking. It's just, like, very subtle little conversation, but it's pretty funny. Because Umbridge is, like, I guess goading him or something, you know, trying to get him angry or something, and he's like, whatever, I'll just stand here.
I love Snape, he's so awesome.
Alan Rickman, genius.
Oh.
That's all I have to say.
Oh, he is awesome.
So what do you guys think? Do you guys have high hopes for the movie?
Oh, I think so. I am looking forward to it, definitely. The fifth book is, I have to say, one of my favorite ones. And I hope that it's so much better than the fourth one. the movie, anyways. I hope it's going to be better than the fourth movie.
I wish they would get the original director out again. I really liked him.
I mean, the characters that they have so far that I've seen, the new ones, like Umbridge, the actresses and actors that play the new characters, I'm very pleased with what they've come up with, so it's going to be exciting, I think.
Well, let's hope we do like the fifth one, because the same director is doing the sixth one, so we'll have to cross our fingers and hope he does a good job.
Yeah.
But the fifth one stinks, I'm going to have really low hopes for
the fifth
one.
Yeah. Was there any more news about the construction of the Astronomy Tower? Or is Astronomy Tower? Astronomy Tower?
We'll see.
Oh, my gosh.
Our little
so
title in there.
No, but you see what excites me is I know this is kind of off the subject, but with the theme park, we're going to have Astronomy Tower, like, for real. I'm so excited.
I wonder
if you can go in there and visit it. We'll just take our...
Hey, you know what? Yeah, we'll be like, dude, we're part of a podcast, and our name is the Astronomy Tower, named after this puppy right here. Can we do a podcast from one of the, you know...
Wouldn't that be the best show ever? We were actually
that would be the coolest.
From the top of the tower.
That would be the coolest ever. I would be so ecstatic. I would be, like, peeing everywhere. That'd be awesome.
Jennifer pees in delight.
Yes.
But as to answer your question, so far, all I knew is that they were actually like doing sketches of the tower.
Okay.
Because they want to make it really elaborate and everything due to the fact that that's where all the major stuff happens in the sixth movie.
Yeah.
Like, I hope they make it look cool so we can use it as our new art for our show.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm getting really sick of seeing the chapter picture. But yeah.
Hey, I've drawn some pictures. Why can't we use some of those?
Well, we can. It's just that our MySpace page got deleted by some idiot.
Oh, again?
No, not now. We were all deleted. So I don't have them, but if Jennifer wants to go on there and put them on, she can.
Okay, I'll do that.
But yeah, no news yet on any of that stuff. And the fifth, they just came out. You can actually preview the soundtrack for the fifth movie.
Oh, cool.
Soundtrack.net is, and they have a little thing where you can listen to 30-second song clips of each song that's going to be on the soundtrack.
Oh, cool.
And I listened to it, and it kind of sounds like Tim Burton-ish in a way.
Cool.
Like, you know, kind of that Sleepy Hollow type of ring to it. I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool. So far.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is one of the more darker books, and so I can understand where they're coming from with the darker themed to it.
But see, so far, I'm impressed. Like, the fourth soundtrack, I was like, what is this?
Well, I mean, they did really well with the first three.
Yeah. Prisoner of Azkaban is my favorite soundtrack.
Yeah.
That is just, oh, I love it.
How do you think in the movie they're going to do the DA meetings?
I think they're going to do pretty good.
Even just the promo clips and stuff where they have the Dumbledore's army on there, I think it's going to look pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so. I just hope... Well, I don't know. I just hope they don't, like, you know, they're always just showing Cho and Harry always, like, sneaking little
glances. Looking at each other.
I'm like, I'm going to get so sick of that so fast.
Yeah. Me
like,
too.
Okay, just kiss, get it over with. Just let each other go away.
I am so excited that they actually cut her hair and they gave her bangs. She looks so much better. Yes. They cut her hair and she looks so much better.
Yeah, she looks more Cho-ish.
Yes, yeah, and that's what I was like, this chick doesn't look like Cho, like, in my image, and now she's starting to look more like her.
Mm-hmm.
To me, anyways. Sorry.
Jennifer's like, okay, I'm dead.
Yeah. For the moment.
So far, but what I saw, what I think is really just going to be awesome is, you guys have seen the part where they're flying on the Thestrals going to the Ministry. You seen that?
No.
I think you showed me.
Okay. Yeah, Bridget's kind of in the darkness over there, but that part, they have a trailer out where it shows them running through the Hall of Prophecies, and all the prophecies are shattering behind them. I'm like, this is going to be so awesome!
Yeah.
We have to go see it in IMAX, though. That's a must.
Yes, yes.
The stuff is just like, it's that they're making it, especially for IMAX, and the last 20 minutes is going to be in 3D, so Voldemort's going to be popping out at you. It's going to be great.
Cool. I'm excited.
I know, me too. Like, yes, I'm going to be up there, like, trying to touch stuff. Not when Lucius is on the screen, shush. Silence.
We love Lucius, and I'm going to rape him every time when I see him. Him and Draco.
Woo!
Sorry. Clean podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad this is filtered.
Nobody said it. I was so excited. We have the dirtiness on there.
Simon, I got Fred and George.
Yet. Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't had any callers yet.
I know.
Hey,
where is
Domino?
Where's Matt?
I know, they're letting us down. We should take their points away.
What? Points away?
Their points away. We are deducting points.
See, that reminds me. Now, that really reminds me of Harry Potter. We're deducting house points.
Yeah, no.
I forgot about that. Oh, yeah.
Bridget.
Well, I was going to start reading the book again, but I kind of started writing again.
Yeah.
That's my goal, too. I want to read them all before the seventh one comes out.
Yeah, me too. Just
I'm
so going to
have a hard time, though, because the fourth one I had a hard time reading, and the sixth one I had a hard time reading.
Really?
Until
fourth, fifth, and sixth, I think, were my best, well, fourth and fifth ones are my favorite ones, I think. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the third one, but I have to, kudos to the fourth and fifth one.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I like the fourth one. The end is awesome. That's what I loved about the end, like when they're doing the whole maze. That is just fascinating to me. And then, of course, the end of the sixth one, when they're actually, the Death Eaters get in and everything, that's awesome. But I'm like, the rest of the time, I'm like, what in the world? Come on, speed up. Let's start brandishing and killing people.
Yeah.
I want to see some punishment, just like
Bill
said.
You're crazy.
I just got the image in my head of him running in the fourth movie. Remember when he's running down the hall? Knees are all high.
Oh, that was, remember when we first saw that? We just started cracking up. We were like, what?
Crying.
That was awesome. Do it again. everybody ran back. I'm like, yes, he did it again. That was awesome. Oh, I love it.
Sorry, that's kind of way off of the topic of the fourth movie.
That's okay, though.
So that was the highlight of the fourth movie, pretty much.
Yeah.
That and Crumb.
I really like Moody.
Baby, don't even get me started on Crumb. He is flipping hot.
Did you just say maybe like nudity?
Moody.
Oh, Moody. Sorry.
Moody like nudity too.
Bridget, you need to come back to the podcast.
We like nudity too.
I'm not the
podcast.
Only one. Hey, we didn't say anything dirty yet. Dun, dun, dun. I've been saying dun, dun, dun a lot.
That's how it's gonna be. That's how it's gonna be when we're reading the seventh book or watching the movie. It's gonna be like duh duh duh. You know those moments are coming.
Oh yeah.
Watch
and Harry, he runs, and then there is Voldemort.
Watch me a quiet movie, quiet moment in the movie theater, and you hear me, Lane, and Jen. Dun dun.
Do do do.
Oh no.
But that's going to be like after like the 12th time that we've seen it, and then we're really expecting it, and everybody's going to be throwing popcorn at us.
Shut up, you're ruining the movie. Da, da, da.
We're like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, this part's good. Da, da, da. Intense. It's going to be especially that part when Voldemort and Harry get some one-on-one time, like I guess they fight each other or something like that, or Dumbledore. Voldemort, sorry, not Harry. That's going to be the part. Because you know it's going to be like one, they're going to scroll the camera to the left, and Voldemort's going to be slowly walking, whipping his wand out, and they're going to scroll to the right, and you're going to see Dumbledore slowly walking up, brandishing his wand. That's going to be a do-do-do part.
Yeah, right there, definitely. That's
like somebody
awesome.
Is ready for some mad aching right there.
Oh, I love it.
But, yeah, so any listeners out there, if you guys want to call, 718-508-9753. We would love to hear what you guys think the dun-dun-dun moments are going to be in the fifth movie. Can't use mine. I already stole it.
What?
I said they can't use my part that I said. My Dumbledore versus Voldemort.
I remember last time when I first saw the last movie that came out,
mm-hmm.
These kids that sat behind me kept saying every single line to the movie. So you see me and this old guy turn around. I have a deck of cards in my hand. Turn around and start yelling at him. Like, stupid. And I just stopped talking and looked at the screen. He finished the sentence for me. I'm like, yes.
Was it like those kids that when we went to see Pirates and that stupid girl kept yelling?
No, they were saying the lines to the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was even the worst.
Because this was even before the movie started, and, you know, the screen goes black before it goes into the kids getting hanged and everything.
Mm-hmm.
This girl kept shouting, like, obscene things. And, so, and you could hear all of us, like, groan. We were like, oh, grow up.
Every single person in the theater, practically.
Yeah. No, it was pretty much everybody yelling at her, but... If anybody does that to my Harry Potter movie, I will skewer you.
Do not ruin the movie for us. We will kill you all.
We will shove a wine bottle in you, and then we will roast you over an open fire and have a luau.
Woo! Put, stick an apple in their mouth.
Yes. And stick a carrot on their tail, and we'll give them a tail, so we can stick a carrot.
That was like a tail. You mean just in their poop hole?
No.
And I got yelled at for saying nudity.
Woo! And everybody's kind of slowly turning down the volume on their
Clay podcast. Okay, anyways.
Come on, Matt, Domino, I know you guys have something to say out there.
Oh, come on, you guys better be listening, and we're going to dock you like 5,000
points. All your points.
And then you will have negative 600.
Yes. Million.
That's not good to get the negatives right there. Mm-mm.
Yes. The negatives are bad.
So we have about 25 minutes left on our show. Gosh, 45 minutes goes by pretty fast.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
35 minutes. So what we're going to do is now start talking about Universal Studios taking over for the theme park for Harry Potter.
Yay, there's going to be a Harry Potter theme park at Universal Studios, Florida. I'm so excited.
Yeah, 20 acres. They're going to have a, like, huge Hogwarts castle to be, like, the backdrop of everything. But everything leading up to that is going to be Hogsmeade. They're going to have the Forbidden Forest up there. It's going to be awesome.
Now, okay, did they say anything about being able to go into actual Hogwarts?
So far, yes, they said they're going to have Dumbledore's office, and they probably will have the Great Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess, you know, maybe the seventh movie will be done by the time the theme park opens or they're building it so they can use props from the movies to actually put
that
it in the theme
cool.
park. Which I think would be really cool to have authentic props.
Yeah, but like but, the sets and everything, that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really hoping that they actually do like a replica because I love how the Great Hall looks in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you could walk through that, you know, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, it would be really cool.
Yeah. I'm just excited because they're going to have Hogsmeade and they're going to have like Honeydukes. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that they have like a Leaky Cauldron restaurant you can go eat in.
That would be cool.
Because oh no, what they're gonna have is this is actually getting put into the Islands of Adventure, so it's just gonna be off. It's just gonna be its own little land. So it's just gonna
cool.
be you walk right in. It's just straight Harry Potter.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I'm really way
cool.
excited.
I could too.
I wonder, like, if you go into, like, Ollivander's, if you're able to purchase wands, or if you go into, I don't remember the store, but where the animals are, you know, like,
yeah.
if you're able to purchase, like, little rats or frogs or something like that. I think that would be awesome.
See, what would be cute, like, you go in, there's, like, a Flourish and Blotts, and you can go buy, like, a whole bunch of Harry Potter books or the books.
Yeah.
Cool.
That would
yeah,
be cute.
That or if they even started coming out with the actual school books that they have in the books.
That would be cool.
Like, I would love for them to come out with, like, a Hogwarts of History or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, they need to start doing that because I would buy them all. Seriously. Everything that they do, I would buy them.
Oh, yeah. They'd have money.
And JKR would make tons. I mean, just, you know. Just
I think anybody that wrote them would make tons.
That's what I'm saying. Because she still gets credit because she, you know, wrote
oh,
about
yeah,
the book.
Yeah.
She, it's, you know, copyrighted and whatnot, but she'd still make tons just having someone, you know, write stuff about, you know, Hogwarts of History or...
Yeah, like the magic history, like the how they said in one of them, the Giant Wars.
Mm-hmm. I want to, like, squee myself because... It's just going to be so awesome. Now,
yeah.
they said it's not going to be to where you can spend, like, a whole day just in that park or just in that part alone, but, you know, I'm like, still, any Harry Potter fan is going to, like, go in there 1,200 times.
Yep,
that's just, like,
there.
Like when you go into Disneyland and Adventureland, it's got, like, what, 4 rides, but...
But you're still there.
You keep going back every
yeah,
time. I'm
yeah.
like, that's not going to stop people from hanging out there all day.
No. Okay, so what rides do you think there's going to be?
Broomstick.
I think they should do something, you know, like the Thestrals with the carriage rides. Just have, like, a mechanical carriage, you know, walking around the place, you know, where it looks like there's a Thestral walking around with it.
See, that would be cool, like, if you started off, you know, in Hogwarts. Oh, because they're going to have, like, I guess a Hogwarts Express there.
Oh, cool.
So that would be cool if that ride, like, started right next to the Hogwarts Express. You got on this thing, and it kind of took you around... Kind of like how the monorail does for Disneyland.
Yeah.
It kind of takes
yeah.
you around that whole part.
Yeah.
That would be so fun. I would love that.
Yeah. That would be way cool.
From what they said so far, they've released information that they're going to do a Ford Anglia ride, which is Ron's car, the little blue car.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are they going to do that? Like, you can only fit four people in there and around, or?
You know, they could probably do something like they have, like that, the California Adventures, that Skylift or whatever that is, or the Star Wars thing, where, you get, like, four people and, you know, you're sitting and it looks, or maybe even like a Indiana Jones ride where you're sitting in the car. You know, there's multiple cars and you all go through the same adventure kind of thing.
That will be fun. See, if it was anything like Indiana Jones, which is my favorite ride, if it was like that, that would top Indiana Jones.
That would be cool.
You're going through and see, like, you have Death Eaters throughout the whole thing and they're popping out, you know, and see, because, you know, when you go through Indiana Jones and they have that part where the wall is throwing arrows at you,
yeah,
that would be cool if they were, like, spells, like,
yeah,
Death Eaters on either side and you could feel them whizzing past or something.
Yeah,
oh,
that would be cool.
That would be intense. But then again, we'd all have to sit in the front and drive.
Yeah. I'm driving.
Yeah, last time I went, I drove. So I was really excited. I was like, yes.
Oh, I never got to drive.
They let me drive.
Bridget's not allowed to drive the Ron car because she's going to go side with the Death Eaters and be like, ha ha, I sold all your souls.
So?
She just said so.
I am.
So what?
I like your souls.
I like them both.
Keep you safe. I remember the last time I went on the Indiana Jones one. I was in the very, very back, and I was like to the right next to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost fell out of the thing. The seatbelt didn't click right. I was like, ah! And then
that would be fun though if it was like intense like that. But
yeah, that would be cool.
But I was
kind of
scared.
See, because
fifth grade, fourth grade.
I'm wondering, because, you know, they said that the Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios have about four or five rides each for each land that they have. I'm like, okay, so, you know. What came into my mind earlier was like kind of how they do a Pirates, how you get into Pirates and you just sit in a boat and it takes you through this whole little thing. I think that would also be cool, kind of like the Thestral Carriage ride, but this one actually takes you through Hogwarts, like you actually go through the castle, but you're just sitting in this thing, and it goes through each of the rooms and stuff.
That would be cool.
And you go through the classrooms. Oh, that would be cool.
That would
be cool. You have one that goes on the outside, and then you have one that goes down on the inside. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I just hope they're listening. Build me one, please. I want to go into Snape's Potion class, the Slytherin Dungeon. I want to see Hufflepuff's common room. Yes, we do have a strip club.
It's Slytherin, yay, with lots of chains.
Ah, I'm just so excited. I will make the trip.
Yes.
It'll be like a week thing, though, because
go over there.
go to Universal Studios for like a day or maybe two, go to Disney World, I don't know what else is down there, go to the beach.
Okie Pinocchio Swamp. Oh, wait, that's Georgia. No, I used to live over there. That's why I used to live all on that coast because my dad was in the Navy and we had to go with them.
We can go play tag with the alligators.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I said Okie Pinocchio Swamp.
That'd be fun. Wait, is that where you? Or no, that's the Everglades. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
So the Everglades, and you get in those big giant like wind, the fan powered things.
No, Okie Pinocchio Swamp.
That was cool.
Like
I got to hold an alligator and touch a tiger or something. I don't remember what it was. It's pretty cool, though.
Sure you did, Jennifer.
Oh, I did. I got to hold a baby alligator, and we watched him stick his head in its mouth. Like, not a baby one, but a big one. It was crazy. I was like, what in the world? And we got to take one of them funny little boat rides with the big old fan in the back.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. They had peacocks and turtles mm-hmm. and fun stuff like that. It was kind of cool.
That would be fun.
So
what do you think, Bridget? You haven't voiced your opinion yet of what ride you think would be cool on there.
I told you, the broomstick.
So, like...
Dude, that would be
like
awesome.
A Quidditch or something?
That would be awesome if they did a Quidditch. Wouldn't that be cool? Like, you could actually play Quidditch.
That would be weird, too.
So how?
What if you threw the ball and broke someone's nose? That'd be funny.
So how would you actually do that, though? Like, everybody...
You know how...
But how would you stay on? You know, somebody's going to be an idiot and fall right off the stupid thing.
Oh, you just have to be raising my hand.
Maybe they're on tracks, and you can, you know, like, say, okay, I want to go up, I want to go down. Like, maybe it you're limited at a point where, you know, you're the... Okay.
Like, have, like, a 3D thing going on.
No. You're actually sitting on the thing, right? And you have, I don't know, like one person's blocking the goals, and you can only go up side to side kind of thing. You know, like them little foosball things? You can go side to side and up and down kind of thing. Well, you're actually sitting on the stick, and you're doing that, and then you have someone where you can, like, I don't know, something fun like that. I think that'd be cool.
That would be. But I don't know now, would it be like just, would it be like a Quidditch thing, or would it be you're just on a broomstick and say, like, how they do it in the fifth movie, you're just, like, flying over London, and then you fly over Hogwarts and stuff
like
that?
Yeah, like, just, like, saying, like, how they always do, like, the sky flyer things, like, the little 3D games type.
I think it'd be cool if they did, like, an actual Quidditch game.
Like, that would be so much fun. It would be even cooler if you got put into teams like you had, like, you know, a chaser and two beaters and everything.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun, but I just don't know if they could do that off. I just don't know how they could get it to work, you know?
Well, I mean, you've seen what Disneyland can do. I think they could come up with something, an engineering something or other where you can...
Well, yeah, because the designers have said that they're putting a ride there. It's going to be like nothing anybody's ever seen before. So I'm kind of going, okay, so what are we thinking?
Or like a Blizzard World maze.
Dude, that would be cool if they did like the fourth movie, the maze, where you talk to the Sphinx and you have to answer a riddle or, you know, something cool like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know they're going to have like a little kid ride. Kind of, I'm thinking of the little kid rides at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Where it's going to be like Hagrid's
hut playtime thing or something.
Hagrid's boat ride.
Yeah, Hagrid's petting zoo, and they have, like, stuff there. That's what I think they would put in the Forbidden Forest.
That would be cool. Maybe, like, you have your you have your hairy spiders, you have your blasted scroots, you know, just big beetles or something, you know, something like that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You have your thing.
You do, like, a little ride through the Forbidden Forest, and you see, like, grops there.
Yeah.
And the centaurs are there. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
I'd love it if they put a unicorn in there. I'd be so happy. I'd actually
a dead unicorn,
like,
probably. That's what they do. I'm like, no, leave
the see, that would scare me, though, because that's the one thing that always freaked me out about the first Harry Potter movie is when Voldemort or Quirrell Mort or whatever his name is.
Quirrell Mort?
He's, like, floating across the ground after he's drinking the blood.
Oh, yeah, that,
like,
yeah,
no
that. No like,
way.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy.
Like, I don't like floating things that just barely above the ground. That's too creepy for me. So if that thing, wouldn't that be freaky if that thing was following you? I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
See, now?
Yeah, I would be done.
It would be my time to urinate, and it wouldn't be in a happy way either. I'd be like, get me out of here, man.
Or they might help do, like, for the Quidditch ride, I was thinking, they might do it how they did E.T. Like, did you guys ever ride an E.T. one?
Yes.
I did.
On the lakes. Yeah, Brian almost let his pant going there. He was terrified of that movie. Okay, anyways.
He just doesn't like E.T. though, right?
Yeah, he didn't want to go on the ride at all. He, like, almost sat out there because we wanted to go ride it. He was terrified. And then when he was like, and then you put your little card in and they said his name, he was like, oh! Now he's all cool with E.T.
Wow.
Well, anyway, like, doing it like how they have those bikes. Maybe have, like, brooms instead of bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can talk, that you... flying through London or something, and you talk to people. Or if they had, like, that bus ride, like how Harry took when he was thrown out of the Dursleys.
Oh, the
midnight
bus.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be. See, that's what I'm getting excited about. I'm like, oh, these rides are going to be so much fun. I just hope they have at least, like, one thrill ride or one scary ride, hopefully.
Probably something involving a Dementor or Voldemort or something.
And I hope it's not like freaking Voldemort's crazy roller coaster, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want it to be like that, because I'm like, I don't do roller coasters, so I want to be able to do everything on this park, so.
Well, we'll see, I guess.
Yeah.
It could be fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
See, and I'm wondering now if they'll let you, because if they're going to have how Disneyland and everything has characters out walking
mm-hmm.
around, are they going to have, you know, characters walking around?
I think that'd be cool.
Are you going to be walking by and all of a sudden there goes the trio? Or, you know, walking by and there goes Malfoy? That'd be awesome.
Oh,
oh
baby, that's Jen. What I'm
talking about. I can see Jen tackling him.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. But see, they have to have a Voldemort walking around, but I request he does not have a nose, and he's wearing the black suit that he wears in the fifth movie. So he's, like, nicely dressed Voldemort with no nose. So I would request my picture taken.
Well, I could see, like, maybe Tom Riddle walking around, but I don't think I'd, you know.
Yeah, holding, like, a diary or something.
A book, yeah.
Or
yeah,
they would have
cool if they'd be designing this park.
You know, oh, dude, that would be cool if they did something with the Basilisk, like the Chamber of Secrets. I'm like, what is it called? Yeah, wouldn't that be cool as a ride?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sitting there
yeah,
trying
like
to fight
the
Basilisk,
by the Basilisk
or whatever. Yeah.
And then Fox comes at the very end to help you or something.
Yeah,
it's
like, you
crazy.
Know how they have, like, on the, what do you call it? Indiana Jones ride where, you know, all of a sudden
the snake
he's like,
comes out.
Yeah, the snake comes out, or no, the ball where you, you know, back up and you do all that, and then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, you're Taurus, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
the boulder's
what,
all
that
cracked,
made me
like
also
that.
Think of, like, go having the ride actually go through the Chamber of Secrets itself.
That would be cool.
You start off at the door, and then you go through, and it's like that awesome room that they have in the second movie.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Tom Riddle, like, comes out, and he's like, blah, 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 the Basilisk, and he calls it, and it comes
yeah,
out,
well,
and you're like,
crap, you're like, oh, no, here's Ginny, we have to try to save her, and then all of a sudden the Basilisk comes, and you're like, crap, what do we do now? We have to run through all those tunnels and try to hide from him, and that would be
that, or that, or it could be like Indiana Jones, where you're like in a little car, and you're like, you know, bumping all around, trying to go through the pipes and everything, and then every so once in a while, maybe
you
like
see the Basilisk
ride,
head or
the Basilisk, yeah, it pops out at you really close or something.
Yeah, that would
That's
be cool.
Fun. I'd be like, yes, go on it again.
You never ride the Jurassic Park ride?
Oh,
no,
I hate that ride.
I've had lots of friends that have, though, and they said it was awesome.
It is. It is so much fun. I don't like the drop.
Well, you go through it, and then right at the end, you see a Tyrannosaurus Rex comes out at you, and then you just go straight down, like this huge drop.
Is it longer than Space Mountain, or is it about
yeah,
the same length?
Yes, it's like double. Well, it's, you know, it's a water ride.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, kind of, yeah.
You don't get really wet if you're sitting there in the log, but if you're walking, you get soaked. Okay.
Yeah, the drop is longer, a lot longer than the Briar Patch Rabbit one or whatever that is. Splash Mountain. It's
well,
like
I
twice
actually
as
didn't
long
have
as that.
I didn't have a problem with that drop. What was it? There was one of the only drop I had. Well, unless it's like a free fall, that's I guess the only problem I have. But.
Does she need her phone?
Yeah, she's leaving right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to get off because the chick who is letting me use the phone has got to leave, so.
Okay. Well, everybody say bye to Jennifer.
See you, Jen.
Bye.
All right, bye, Jen.
All righty, have fun.
All right, we will.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, Lane.
Hi, Bridget. How's it going?
Good.
Just me and you. See, we have 5 minutes left on the show to take calls anyways, but our show can go up to 2 hours.
It can?
Yeah, it can.
Ooh.
But we can only take callers for the next 5 minutes, so if you guys want to get in something to say, just call
Thanks.
Us. Yeah, 718-508-9753. Give us your opinions of what you think about the Harry Potter theme park, what rides, anything. If you're excited, we would love to hear from you. Matt and Domino, you're going to get a
oh, come on.
Flashing. But no, we still love you. We'll just yell at you.
We just deduct your points.
Yeah. You guys have 5 minutes, so anybody wants to get on and just chat with us?
Jingle.
We'll actually.
Jingle. How do you say minutes?
What?
Momento. Cinco momento. 5 minutes, I think. I hope.
No, it's cinco momento.
That's cinco.
Oh, okay. I thought you said uno. I was like, Bridget.
Hope I didn't say uno. Just me, though. I probably said uno.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, we can only receive calls, but once you're talking to us after our time goes up, you can still continue talking to us until you hang up, but then we can't have anybody call back in. So once our time's up, you guys have 4 minutes to call in if you want. Talk about Harry Potter. We've been having a lot of fun. You know, this was pretty productive, actually.
Yes,
I said a lot more than I expected.
Especially, I like it. Silence.
Oh, dang it. I'm mad Jennifer left because I was going to propose what we talk about for next week. I was going to present it to you guys if you guys wanted to talk about it because I had some cool ideas. Mm-hmm. Because my one friend on one of my web journals said that she didn't like the third pirate.
Oh! Movie. Sorry, I just kicked my dresser and it hurt really bad.
Oh. She said she didn't like the third Pirates movie because it was too Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I don't know what.
The whole love story thing. I love story books.
That's what Disney's known for, so you should go in there expecting it. They're not going to go in there, you know, cut heads.
Why not?
But what I was thinking is maybe we could talk about either, you know, like Disney movies if we wanted, or I also thought of a topic like sword and sandal movies, like modern sword and sandal movies. Which is anything like Gladiator, Troy, King Arthur, anything like that.
I was like, sword and sandal? I'm like,
yeah, that's what they're called. Sword and sandal movies.
100?
Well, no, Lord of the Rings is like a category of fantasy, so we wouldn't talk about Lord of the Rings.
Probably 100.
Probably to Matt's happiness, because he didn't sound very enthused by it at all.
I said 300, not Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I thought you said Lord of the Rings before 300.
No.
I'm only hearing what I want to hear. I'm hearing
Lord of the Rings. Talk about Boromir and Faramir and how she wants to have her way with them.
Oh,
that's all you want to talk about. You know it's true. You know it's true.
It is. It's true. I know. I
Come on, they had to hold you back from that knight that looked like him.
He was so nice. Sir Alexander, you're out there and hearing this. You're awesome. And I still have your autograph tucked away somewhere.
See, that's what I pictured us having to do to Jen if there was, like, Malfoy and Lucius walking around.
Probably.
Grabbing her and pinning her to the wall.
That would be... See, I think that would be kind of fun, though, because I've heard people say that it would be kind of stupid if they had characters walking around. I think it would be fun.
It would be certain characters, like maybe a Dementor, or a Boggart, or possibly even Hagrid, just because he's such a big guy.
Yeah, I definitely think they'd have Hagrid. I think they'd have the trio. Voldemort probably would be somewhere. Maybe the Malfoys. I don't know, because, like, when we went to Disneyland, they had characters there I didn't even think they'd have. Like, they had Mary Poppins and the chimney sweep guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I didn't even know that they had those characters there, so they might even impress us and have all sorts of different characters that we don't even know.
Yeah.
Just, like, walking around and have, like, that'd be cool to see a Dumbledore walking around, but... I don't think that would fit in the story very much. Be like, didn't you die?
It's like certain characters you understand just because they're so big and so tall. Like, Hagrid, it would make sense because you could see him over the crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Or possibly even a Scimitar. Or I'm thinking a Treant, but that probably wouldn't make any sense. Because I'm thinking about the ones in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, the ants?
Yeah.
See, but that would make me happy.
It would.
But that would be too Lord of the Rings for Harry Potter.
I know.
We only have 30 seconds left, so anybody who wants to call, and you can stay on the phone with us. We just won't be able to take your call after the next 20 seconds. So anybody who wants to call, the number is 718 508-9753. You can chat with Bridget and I and have some fun.
Yes. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Dude, what the?
10 seconds.
9
seconds.
8, 7, 6, 5.
No, 0.
Oh, hey, 0? Seriously?
Yeah, but it's just you and me talking.
Yay! Okay.
Oh, wait, no, we still can take calls, apparently.
We can? Is someone calling?
No. Okay, never mind, I lied. Sorry. All of a sudden, it popped up again, and it still has me able to control the dice. Oh, how fun, Bridget!
Excellent.
Yes. Sorry, we just made complete idiots out of ourselves. By
we do that a lot.
Down.
We want to count down. Prove we can count.
Yes, that's true. And I'm betting a lot of people don't agree with us on that one.
Hey.
All right, well, that just gives Matt and Domino a chance now. Hopefully they'll get on the site and see us still on and be like, hey, those are our buddies. We want to talk to them.
But they're slacking. Yeah. Ooh, what movie is this? I had to be on them trying to figure out what's going on.
Don't we love how Bridget is distracted while we're on the air? Bridget's like,
yeah, especially when I'm in the background dancing while they're talking. When we used to do our individual podcasting.
Trust me, though. Anybody who has last heard our show, our last one for the first 7 minutes. 7 minutes is us trying to figure out how to get it to work. It was kind of sad.
Yes, it was. Especially when you guys can hear me ranting and yelling at them for not adding me sooner.
Yeah, we felt kind of bad for that.
Sorry, I'm walking around the house and I found out we have brownies. The good
so, Bridget, I have to say this on the air because I think it's really funny. I was going to have my sister call in and talk to us, but she's passed out. Now, just to clear everybody, my sister is almost 27 years old. She's sleeping with a nightlight right now because she watched, I love the TV show Ghost Hunters,
mm-hmm.
and she was watching my second season. Second disc.
You have it?
Yeah, I have it.
I bought it.
Yeah, and it scared her. So she sleeps with a nightlight whenever she gets scared. It's pretty funny. I just went in there to check on her. Laughing. So. Yeah, isn't that bad? You're a mean sister. Ah, well, it's funny.
Yeah, she had it coming.
Yeah. So, Bridget, do you want to keep talking about Harry Potter?
Okay.
Have you pre-ordered your book yet?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Okay.
Last time I went to Borders. Because me and my friend had I'm chewing.
Oh, okay. Well, because Wendy, my sister, hasn't pre-ordered hers yet, so I was just going to go and pre-order hers for her. I'm like, so if you hadn't done it yet, I was just going to have you come with me, and we'd get you one, too.
Mm-hmm. Can we get them
off? Oh, wait, so you haven't done it yet?
I've done it. I just wanted to come with you.
Oh, well, I'm not going to do it yet, but I'm probably in the next couple of weeks, probably in 2 weeks exactly, actually. The next time I get paid, I'll grab you, and then we'll go and pre-order. Because I'm debating if I want to pre-order the deluxe edition, just because I think the cover looks so awesome with them on the dragon. But then again, I don't know.
What's the difference between the deluxe and the other one?
The deluxe, there's no difference as far as, like, writing, like, the story goes. There's not extra, you know, writing or anything like that. You just get, like, extra artwork and probably a map, the Marauder's map or something. You get a really cool cover and case, and it comes with, like, a bookmark and stuff like that. So it's not, you know, there's no extra, like, stuff written down in it or anything. I just think it's cool because I think it looks pretty. Just how I am. Because I have all of them except for the fourth one and the first one. I have the rest of them, and they're kind of in bad shape. So maybe if I had a pretty one. Because my Lord of the Rings one, they're a really nice set, and they look still kind of nice because I take care of them. They haven't been through heck and back like my other books.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I just went on a rant, Bridget. I just went off in little lane land.
It's because I got brownies in my mouth.
Yeah, you know what?
Hmm.
Mario, Matt and Domino need to call us because it looked like their numbers were local. From what I can't remember now, but from what it looked like to me, it looked like they were local. So they're somewhere around here.
Mm-hmm.
So if this doesn't freak them out, I would love to, like, maybe sometime further down the road hang out, if that would be even possible. I think that would be so much fun. Maybe they could come and hang out and do Harry Potter stuff with us. I think that would be so much fun.
Come on our podcast, the other podcast show.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, which, man, see, I wish Jennifer hadn't left, because on our MySpace page for our Astronomy Tower, our regular podcast, we actually got a male named Jonah who wanted to be a host with us.
Jonah?
So we have a guy that's, although he said he's been offered a spot on a different podcast. And so I was excited, though. I was like, all right. If we can get some testosterone on there, that'd be so great.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed really enthused about it, because he's looking for a, and he has his own podcast called Voldycast.
Mm-hmm.
Talks all about Voldemort, so I'm just excited. I'm like, all right, let's get some more people, because those ones have kind of dropped off a little bit just due to the fact that I'm lazy and I don't like to edit.
I know.
No, that's true. But those shows are still lots of fun. That's where we first got our start, is on those shows.
Mm-hmm.
And these ones also will be put on that feed that we have.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to listen to us, just go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/astronomy_tower_hour. You can go listen to our older shows. We'll be putting these ones up next. And we have a lot of friends through our old shows.
Yes,
that are hopefully listening. Oh yeah.
Can I still call? Hold
wait. On. What do you mean? Are you asking if there's a caller?
Yeah.
Oh no, we don't have a caller. But we should have some. There has to be somebody out there that wants to talk to us.
I know. We're so lonely.
I know. I'm actually surprised. I actually thought we'd get more callers this time due to the fact that it was Harry Potter, but maybe not.
Maybe because they haven't gotten used to
listening
to us.
Oh, yeah. Although I did see on our last show, we actually had like 7 or 8 listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really excited because I didn't think we'd have that strong of a comeback as far as, you know, since we'd been gone for a while and we were just starting back up. I was maybe expecting like, what, 2? And that would have been us, you know? So I was just excited. I was like, And over time, you know, it'll grow more listeners, but...
Mm-hmm.
Ah. It was good. Our other show was fun. I enjoyed it and everything. Yay! I bet people are probably going, Jennifer never should leave these two alone again.
We just
go off and talk about different things.
Brownies.
Yeah. Oh. Now that I think about it, I feel bad because now I remembered stuff I could have said, you know, during our show. The one thing I would love to see in the 7th book is, like, Snape turning the tide against Voldemort. And I know I've said this in a later show, but I just love it. You know, Harry's going up there and Voldemort's there with all his Death Eaters behind him, you know, and Snape's at his side. And all of a sudden, Harry's like, okay, you know, he's kind of losing his focus, and he's kind of trembling a little bit, and all of a sudden, Snape kind of walks forward, kind of with this sneer, you know, that Snape sneer that we all love. He kind of walks up, and all of a sudden, he kind of, like, winks at Harry or something. I know that's so not Snape, but winks or does something to where all of a sudden he turns around, you know, and he's like, I side with Harry or something like that. Just right there, right in the midst, right at the beginning of the big battle, he turns the tides and is like, you know, screw this. That'd be so awesome. I'd be like, Snape's definitely my favorite.
You've said this before a few times.
Yep, because that would be ultimate awesomeness if it happened, but Hopefully, JK, I'm sending you little telepathic readings. This had better be in your book or you're in trouble.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep, that's definitely dun, dun, dun. Well, how sad. We don't have any listeners.
That's
depressing. I know. I felt bad, though. One of the shows I listened to on Blog Talk Radio actually had only one host doing the whole show by herself. And she was a newer member to the show. You know, she just started maybe, she'd only been there for maybe a month. I felt so, I'm like, I give you kudos because you're doing this on your own, you know, but I feel so bad because you're by yourself.
Maybe we can join her sometime.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm like, I'm sure one of us probably, you know, won't be able to make it or will be sick or something, so they'll, but, you know.
I'm like, but.
Sorry, I yawned. But until then, we'll just keep going strong, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're just totally distracted.
Mm-hmm.
I get grapes in my mouth now.
But, yeah, oh, I'm just good. Well, I'm glad. Our show went pretty well.
I was actually, what now? I was thinking about a future show about older movies that we like.
Yeah.
Like
now, are you meaning, like, not, like, cartoons, but, like, just regular older movies we like 80s movies and stuff?
The Crow.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know, just giving tribute because our regular podcast show, we can stay along the lines of, you know, just staying in the hotter topics of today, like pirates and Harry Potter and stuff like that. But then this, our radio show could be more of just, you know, we have different topics that we kind of go all over the place.
Is this actually on the radio?
Where you can listen to us live, but it's not like a radio. But, I mean, it's radio, if that makes sense, but it's not like you can go in your car and turn on the radio and find us.
Oh.
It's not like that, although that would be incredibly cool, but.
That's what I was going to go do. I don't listen to us when we're talking. People should call.
I know. We need some. Come on now. We need you guys, Matt, Domino. Where are you people?
Pushing you guys. Pushing.
Come on, we heard this whole definitely going to be listening and calling in, and nothing happened. What happened, guys?
Buttholes. No, not buttholes.
Yeah. I mean, you can, so far, we're still on the air and talking strong, so if you guys just want to talk to us, that's cool.
Well,
welcome. We're still taking calls. I wish I would have known that earlier. So I could have said that when we were actually, you know, at the beginning. But,
yes.
Oh, well. I'm just excited. We're getting going here. Astronomy Tower is going strong, getting some listeners, talking about good stuff. So if you guys have any suggestions out there, you listeners, if you would, something that, you know, you don't hear on everyday podcasts, we, all three of us, are pretty open to anything except for, you know, the certain standard things we don't talk about. But if you guys just want to hear us talk about some certain topic, we're open. I know Bridget's open to pretty much anything, but
that's why
Bridget doesn't run the show most of the time. Because Bridget would be like, hey, anything goes. Sorry, I'm making you out to be some kind of sicko.
You don't mean to have fun. Wait a second. Not anything. There's certain things I go, no. Bad.
Let's see. So if you guys, I'll just keep speaking to our listeners. If you guys want to have us talk about Disney movies or anything like that, we are more than welcome to take suggestions and talk about them. We'd love to hear what you guys have for ideas and stuff.
Did you hear that?
No.
What did I say?
You're what now?
That.
Well, yeah, I can hear some music in the background.
Yeah, it's
Popeye. Oh, okay. I'm like, what in the world? See, anybody who's listening to us live is going, they get random when they don't have all of them in order.
This is usually the Bridget.
Yeah, I know. It's usually me yelling at Bridget going, come on, we have to stay focused here. But, yeah, we're just excited. We love doing the show. Man, I'm just kind of bummed we didn't have any callers this time. Oh, well.
I don't know.
We'll have to do something really spectacular for our next show, something that will really draw in the listeners. Kind of like, I don't know, because, you know, like sites, like
maybe
fan sites.
Maybe because it's Father's Day.
Maybe. That's a good reason. But, I mean, come on, it's also Father's Day. The East Coast is not Father's Day, you know. But over here, it's Father's Day at 10 o'clock at night. So, unless it's all those fathers that are still having a good time, which I know some still are.
You're sleeping.
Or passed out, drunk. Yeah.
Mine's sleeping, I think.
Yeah. I hope everybody's having a Father's Day. We had really good Father's Day over here. It was just really fun. My dad got some good stuff. He got some movies, and all this cologne is just awesome. But, yeah. Wow, we're really off topic, huh? How does Harry Potter relate to Father's Day gifts and cologne?
It's Father's Day.
Oh, there's also Pottercast is coming to Phoenix this Friday, except for their address is, I don't know, it's all screwed up. And so I don't know exactly where they're going to be. And I'm kind of bummed because I wanted to go, but I'm not going to, like, you know, drive all across the state looking, you know, to where they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of bums me out because they're one of my favorites. They're a big, big Harry Potter podcast. But...
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of makes me sad. I'm like, oh, I wanted to go because I wanted to hug Sue. Sue's one of the hosts, and she's a proud Hufflepuff, like, and she lets people know about it. And I'm like, yes, I wanted to go, you know, in my Hufflepuff robes and be like, I believe in Hufflepuff. And she'd be all happy, and I'd take my picture with her, and it'd be cool. But and for some odd reason, John, another host, is, like, obsessed with Chipotle burritos. He thinks they're the best Mexican food in the world. I'm like, I give it beg to differ.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you real Mexican food, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, that just kind of bums me. If anybody has any information on that and would love to send me the address of the borders they're going to be at here in Phoenix, I would love it because I really, really, really want to go. I've never been to a live podcast, so I think that'll be fun, especially if we're planning one in the future, you know. It would be cool for us to kind of get some pointers.
Advice.
But yeah, definitely ask some questions, see what kind of stuff they're using as far as, you know, to actually do the show and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to get some sponsors too. Like, they have borders to sponsor them. I'm like, you know, who could we get to sponsor us?
Harry Potter.
We should get, yeah, Harry Potter. We should get, like, Dr. Pepper to sponsor us.
I know.
That would be so, like, some kind of caffeinated drink.
Well, like Rockstar. I drink
Oh, heck yeah. Red Bull or something like that. It would be funny.
Yeah, I don't like Red Bull.
Well, me either, but, you know, it would just be fun to have a...
Yep. Hot topic.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun. Disney, anything. We're opening ourselves up here, man. If anybody wants to sponsor the show, we'll do an ad for you, or we'll just say, hey, this show's dedicated to... blah, 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 or if you want to do birthday shout-outs, we also do those. Like I said, we're a pretty open show. Our radio show is going to be a lot more less lines drawn, I'll say.
I'm watching American Roll in Paris.
Nice. See, this is where Bridget gets us. Well, I guess we should end the show now because I think we've just kind of traveled on for the last 20 minutes. Talking about absolutely nothing.
19, thank you very much.
Okay. Our next show starts in 10,000 minutes. So if anybody's out there, just letting you know, we're going to be on the same time next Sunday at 10 o'clock. Keep looking on our Blog Talk Radio page, Astronomy Tower Hour, with spaces between them. And keep checking back so we find out what we're going to actually be talking about. I'll go over with the hosts. Hopefully it'll be something interesting to where you guys will actually want to call in. I'm just surprised nobody wanted to call in for Harry Potter. I was hoping to have some callers come in and be like, hey, the rides, you know, or maybe what I'm thinking about for the book or something like that. But, what we said we'll have to do. But, Bridget, ready to call it a night for the show?
Sure.
All righty. You'll probably have me calling you back, though.
After, I'll call you as soon as I hang up.
Oh, okay. But, so we'll end the show. To all our listeners, thank you very much for staying tuned with us. We hope we brought up some really cool facts for Harry Potter for you. If you guys want to send us an email, it's gondorian@poetic.com. That's gondorian@poetic.com. Send us anything, shows, suggestions, or go to our Blog Talk Radio page. Leave us a comment there, or just stay tuned to find out what our next topic for our show is. Remember, there. Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Arizona Mountain Time. And you are more than welcome to call. The number is 718-508-9753. So this is Lane and...
What?
Bridget. Also known as Bridget. And we're signing out from Astronomy Tower Hour. We hope you all enjoyed our Harry Potter talk. And we'll see you all next week. All righty. Bye, guys.
Bye. Go ahead and check me. Bye.
Bye.